T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Von Eaglin in studio with me. Before we get started, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. Or you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies that help bring this content to you because they care about you like I do. So Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw, superfood company dedicated to providing the best plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all their products. And I have to give Von a hand here because Von is the one that turned me on to Sun Warrior protein powder. So
I had some this morning. It was delicious.
I did too. I actually lifted some weights. I did some squats.
Look at you, Bernadette.
Quickly, while my cookies were in the oven, I get like these bursts of energy and I don't know what to do with myself. Like,
so you made cookies.
I made cookies.
They're so good.
And air squats.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we call those with no weight. Air squats.
Air squats.
You had some weight in your hands?
Oh, yeah. No. I had 40 pounds.
My fault.
Yeah,
40 pounds. I'm sorry.
I just assumed. I made a bad assumption right there.
Can't assume.
That's okay. Can't assume anything. One of the four agreements. Okay. So and of course, I want to mention Squatty Potty. You can go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off your entire order. They have a couple of new stools. It's the original poop toilet stool. Sorry, not poop to toilet. But they have a really sleek one, the curve, and then they have a moonlight one. So you don't have to turn the light on and wake yourself up in the middle of the night.
That's the worst part. Turning the light on. It's the worst part.
It is. So now, and it's activated, like a sensor activated. So if you walk into the bathroom, it'll come on automatically.
Okay.
Ding.
And it's a great Christmas present. So check it out. Go to squattypotty.com. And of course, the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. I used my little breath spray, my mint breath spray this morning. I'm telling you, I love the hemp oil. It's so amazing. And I really do feel that it's so beneficial. It just kind of, you know, calms you down a little bit. And it gives you that mental clarity, that little bit of edge I think you need to survive, like we were talking about with Dr. Dan Engel. But check it out at the H-Hemp Company. And of course, Paleo Magazine, visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And of course, the Well-Being Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of health. The Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. Okay, dealing with regret. This is a big topic, and I'm not sure we've ever talked about this before. So, you know, why don't you define regret first? Because I think people sometimes, you know, think that being, what do I want to say?
Regretful, I guess.
Regretful is different from being like, there's different levels of it.
Levels to this thing. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so really, regret is having a feeling of sadness or being repentant or having a disappointment about something that has happened or like a missed opportunity or experiencing some type of loss. And so regret is something that's universal. So it's going to affect everyone, every human being is fallible. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to make errors in life. And so regret is something that is common to I guess, just our species. So,
yeah, no, I would agree. And so, you know, what are some of the top regrets that people have?
So let me kind of define regret a little bit more. So regret is kind of like that shoulda, woulda, coulda stuff. It's really when you get overwhelmed by the shoulda, woulda, couldas of life. And so some of the top regrets, I would say, well, there was a study in Northwestern University, and romance was the number one regret. So,
In what regard?
Or too much?
Well, you know, it can go both ways. So you have one where it's like, you know, why did I break up with that person? That person was the one that got away. You know, I really should have been nicer. I should have been kinder. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the perfect partner for me, but I let them go. And then there are other times where you may be in a relationship too long, and then you have some regrets, like, why did I settle? Why did I allow myself to become complacent? Because there is comfort in familiarity. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you should have left that relationship a long time ago.
Well, I think in that example, a lot of times if there's children involved, it's not an easy decision to make.
I'd agree with you. I would definitely agree with you. And so with a relationship like that, especially if it's a toxic relationship, you may have a regret that you've been devalued. You may have been humiliated, even abused for some people. Some of the other top regrets would be like friends and family. You know, why was I not there for somebody? In fact, I'll give you a personal story. So my best friend in high school.
I love personal stories.
So my best friend in high school. So we grew up together. We played football together. I ate at his mother's table. His mother is Jamaican, okay, with an English accent. There's a lot of Jamaicans in England. I don't know if you know that or not. So
yeah, I did know that. It's very cool, too.
So I would eat at their dinner table. And so we kind of fell off after we went off to college. And right around our 10-year class reunion, he called me about 2 weeks before our 10-year class reunion. He said, Vaughn, you know what? I was blind. Now I can see. I've come to Jesus. Give me a call. And this is when MySpace was popular. So he hit me up on MySpace, and I said, you know, D-Bell, I'll get back with you later. I'll see you in 2 weeks. No big deal. The next day.
Don't tell me.
He died.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, he went missing. And so he went missing. It was here in Texas. I believe it was Midlothian. And then after he was missing for a year, they found his bones in a field. And then we had his funeral on his birthday. So he was actually murdered. And
But
here's the thing about it. I had a lot of regrets because, I mean, why didn't I give him a call? Could I have changed something? Could I have reached out? Could I have altered the circumstances if I just would have reached out? So that's a regret that I have. And I've had to, you know, reconcile and kind of deal with some of that stuff in my own life. And so friends and family, you can have big regrets about that kind of stuff. So
I know
it's kind of a sad story.
No,
but,
it is sad.
But it's a true
story. Well, I've got a sad story. I don't know if I want to share it, but when my sister died, I had a lot of regret.
Yeah,
you know that I didn't spend more time with her before she died.
Mm-hmm.
I just you know, we didn't realize how sick she really was. She was always a very reclusive person,
right?
And never shared much, and so we weren't sure. You know. We just weren't sure. And I mean, I'll go by when I last saw her alive, like at Baylor Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I always like just have deep regret that I just wasn't there for her more.
Right, right. And
you know,
that's very normal. We're all going to experience regret in life. That can be in relationships with our friends, with our family, with a romance, with a loved one. We can have regrets within our education. Like I should have studied more. I should have studied harder. I should have, you know, majored in this field. You can have regrets within your career. I have a lot of people that come into my office that regret that they did not pursue their passion. They did not open a business. They didn't, you know, leave a company that was abusing them, and they just stayed there. And then a lot of people have regrets with finances too. You know, I should have saved more. I hear that a lot of times too, especially whenever you get to the golden age or whenever you get a little bit older, you say, you know what? I should have waited. I should have delayed my gratification, and I should have saved more for a rainy day. Go ahead.
No, what are some tools that you can give people? Because a lot of people suffer tremendously with regret. They can't seem to reset. They can't seem to get over it. They can't seem to appreciate the journey in life, that sometimes you're just going to have regret. That's part of moving through your life.
Right, right.
And so what tools can you put in their toolbox to empower them?
And so you have to accept the stuff that you can't control, because a lot of times what you'll do is continue to beat yourself up whenever you make a mistake. And so you're going to have to do the work to try to forgive yourself. And you're going to have to try to use regret as a tool that will help you make better decisions in the present and then moving into the future. In fact, for our listeners, I would say ask yourself a few questions. One of the best questions I would say is to ask yourself is, could I have acted any differently considering the particular stage in my life and the information or the experiences I had up until that point in my life? Because if you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that given that certain circumstance and that situation and the experiences I had, you know, most people would have probably done the exact same thing that I did. So,
right.
Yeah. So,
well, and so regret can be a good thing because it gives you an opportunity to take what you are regretting, change it, and do it better next time.
You're right about that. And most people who have actually, I guess, manage regret, you'll hear them say a lot of things like, you know what, I have an attitude of gratitude. They're thankful for what they do have, number one. And then they'll use that regret and they say, you know what, I wouldn't change anything inside of my life because those life experiences have helped me to become the person that I am today. And so I'm thankful for all those mistakes, and because I've used those mistakes as tools to help me become the person that I am today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's a good place to be at.
It really, really is. It really is. And so another question I would say you can ask yourself is, was it only me or did anyone else contribute to the mistake that I made? Because a lot of times there's, I mean, there's culpability to go around. There's other people who can be held accountable, but some people take all the responsibility on them whenever there's a mistake, but they don't take into consideration any of the other factors that contributed to the problem that they regret. And I would say another question they can ask themselves is, was there anything I did right in the situation? And you'll see a lot of people, when I have people come into my office, if I'm using like CBT therapy, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, there's one specific cognitive distortion that you'll see a lot of people use. Actually, a few. Black and white thinking, where it's all or nothing. So dichotomous thinking. So either I'm a success or I'm a failure.
That's so dangerous.
So it really is, because it gets you into this negative cycle and this shame spiral that comes. Mm-hmm. Another one I would say.
Shame is such a low energy.
It really is, because shame says what, you know, it's not. So guilt is, okay, what I did is wrong. Shame says who I am is wrong. Mm-hmm. And shame in my mind is extremely pervasive, and a lot of people deal with it in silence. And so you have a lot of people suffering in silence, especially men. But, you know, that would be for another topic.
Yeah.
But the cognitive distortion per se is the disqualifying the positive. So what happens is that you use this selective abstraction, or you use what I call is a mental filter. And so you'll filter out all the bad things, and then all the good things rather, and then you'll only focus in on the bad things. So you have to, you know, learn how to cultivate this experience or this attitude of gratitude, and you have to make sure to not beat yourself up, forgive yourself, and you have to let regret be a tool that you're going to use to build a life that's fulfilling and worthwhile, and something that's meaningful for yourself. So.
I love it. Von Englund, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Always fun when Von's in studio. He brings a lot to the table. Thank you so much for listening. Avi Diamond, thank you so much. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.